Welcome to Into Bloom, the podcast about everything going on at Bloom Baptist Church, where we exist to love God, grow together, and serve others. Whether you're a longtime member or interested in visiting for the first time, this is the place to learn everything about Bloom Baptist. Join our host Tyler Zweidorf and producer Jules Schieferstein as they interview leaders and members from Bloom and explore the different ministries of the church and what it means to be a part of Bloom Baptist. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the Into Bloom podcast. My name is Tyler Zweidorf. Sitting across from me at this fine desk is Jules Miles Schieferstein, our lovely producer, co-host, and worship pastor here at Bloom Baptist Church. Sitting next to me is a man of many hats, one of those hats being formerly the high school football chaplain of York and L. Winchester Indians, and the current serving longtime senior pastor of this Bloom Baptist Church, and most prestigiously, in my estimation, my neighbor, Pastor Mike O'Brien. All right, so we're recording our first episode. It's kind of an intro to Bloom Baptist and what that is. So, Mike, I'll give you the floor a little bit about us. We have these things called circles. What are those, and what does that kind of mean for our church?
Yeah, that's a good question. So several years ago, we went through a process called StratOps, where we just kind of took a deep dive into who we are as a church and kind of looked at our past and our present, and then used that to kind of forecast where we were headed. During that time, we landed on a mission statement as a church that we exist to reach and equip families, to love God, grow together, and serve others. And so each of those purposes is kind of reflected in one of the circles. And so if a person were to look at our logo, they would see three circles, red, green, and blue. And each of them have an arrow in the red circle, which is kind of, we exist to reach. The component of gathering people to worship, and the arrow points up because it is that we exist to serve God and to reach people to serve God. But an important part of that is worshiping. So we've kind of divided down like our worship and aspects that go along with worship as kind of the red circle. And then the green circle is two arrows pointing at each other, and we grow together. So, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about our small groups later, but it is kind of it's children's ministry and youth ministry, and then our small group ministry. It's the aspect of growing in the Lord, but together with each other. And then the blue circle points out, and it is missions and outreach. So we are involved in a lot of mission sponsorship, but then also we do several outreach events every year at the church. And then some are just not as formal, but that blue circle is kind of missions and outreach.
Alrighty. And we're going to, as we continue along in our series here on this, on our introduction to Bloom, we're going to dive deeper into those circles and talking to people who kind of head those groups, red circle and blue circle and green circle, respectively. And so as we continue on, especially with that green circle a little bit, we also have these things at Bloom called Life Quest groups. And kind of the history behind that and how that evolved. Most people might call them Sunday school groups, but we have a little bit of a different approach to it.
So, I mean, yeah, we're kind of a Sunday school, like the model is still kind of a Sunday school model for our small groups. Has been that way all of the 50 years that Bloom's been in existence. And prior to COVID, we had several groups that were meeting at off nights other than Sunday morning, and not in the building. And then it seemed like after COVID, when people started coming back, more and more people wanted to do small groups in the building and that hour before worship on Sunday morning. And so that's when we have a few that meet at other times, but most of our small groups meet on Sunday morning. So we changed the name from Sunday School to Life Quest, though, because we had a lot of, at the time, we had groups that met on Mondays or Wednesdays or Thursday, whatever. And Sunday school on Thursday didn't sound too good, so we decided just to change the name to LifeQuest Groups. But that also kind of gives you an idea of what the group does. So it's not just a place to go and study, but it's a place to kind of do life together. So at Bloom Baptist, I would say that the people who are involved in a small group of any kind are the ones who have the best relationships in the church. Just in the small group I'm in this morning, we were talking about we're in February now, so our Valentine event that's coming up this Saturday. So we do a lot of things outside the church just to kind of do life together. So that's one reason we use the name LifeQuest.
We obviously have all sorts of different age groups, different areas of life, in different variety. We have a men's and a women's group. So all of those things are just opportunities to get plugged in fellowship and community around Bloom Baptist Church. Outside of just those groups, though, some big events that we do around here that include everybody, where everybody can kind of get involved. What are some of the events that you might say highlight your year in Bloom usually?
One of the things that happens on Memorial Day weekend is we do movie night in the village. This started, we've probably been doing this 12 or 15 years, but it started when we had done some just door-to-door surveys, talking to people and sharing the gospel with them. And we would ask the question, what's the number one need in our community? And honestly, the number one was roads. And if you remember Lithopolis prior to that, the roads were pretty rough. And shortly after that, we prayed that way. When we would get together and pray, hey, Lord, help us with roads and so forth. And God answered that. And the whole downtown section was kind of redone, new roads and sidewalks and streetlights. And it looks pretty cool down in town now. So we came up with the idea of doing a movie night down there. And we asked the mayor, and he agreed to let us do that. And we've done that almost every year since. During COVID year, we weren't able to do it. And then the next 2 years, we had it on our property here at the church, and then we're able to go back to the street. But basically, we block off the main street in Lithopolis and have a company comes in that puts a big screen up, and we show a movie. My favorite night was Frozen night. I had never seen Frozen. I'd heard about it, but I'd never seen it. And my favorite part, Tyler, was when all the music started and all the kids that were there that night started singing, and you could hear all these little voices singing, and it was so cool. So, we started doing that. We've had as many as 1,000 people there on the streets. I mean, we've had rain nights where it was clear when we started, and it started raining, and it was basically me and the guy with the tent set up when we were done. But we've had ups and downs with that. It's one of the things we can do for our community, though. In the year since the COVID, in 2020, there had been a fish fry that the local fire department did, and it was a big event on Memorial Day. So that no longer takes place, and the community's looking for something. And the one thing that they've talked to us about is, you know, please keep doing that, because it's one of the bigger things that we do in the community on that weekend. So right now, it's probably something that we do more for the community than necessarily than for our church. So that's one big event.
Yeah.
Something else that we do, my favorite week of the whole year is Vacation Bible School. I've always liked Bible school. And at Bloom, it's a great, great week. And so I like that. It's usually middle to the end of July. It happens in the evening, and it's an exhausting week. But at the end, man, it's really, really a lot of fun.
As somebody who grew up in Vacation Bible School around here and then now has a kid of his own who wants to go through Vacation Bible School one day, it is a big week around here and really cool to see that all kind of come full circle around in my life. So that's kind of fun. One of my favorite things about movie night is kids like Caleb, my younger brother. At the time he was about 11 or maybe even 10, running the popcorn machine, giving everybody their popcorn over there, and just his ability to get plugged in. Mm-hmm. And it just shows the different ways people could get plugged into serving around.
And I would even add, like, you along that line, we see every Sunday our children serving in different ways. Like some of the older children will work in the sound room running slides. And honestly, sometimes they're the best ones. They're kind of on it a little better. And then, you know, some of our children work with their mom and dad as greeters and so forth. And that's, I think, important because when people come to church and bring kids, a kid being met by a kid, I think there's a lot of value in that. So,
and with that, with our kids, we have a building project coming up here over the course of this year as we look into our 50th anniversary as a church. Maybe just kind of give a rundown of what that building project, obviously people around here know a little bit about that.
So, yeah, building project and 50th anniversary are kind of coinciding. I use coinciding because they may be colliding even, but several years ago, it was a long process to get where we're at. Before COVID, we were kind of imagining what God may be doing and wanting to do with us here. And so we were kind of considering building a sanctuary, a new worship center that would be multi-use so we could have, you know, dinners and receptions and things like that in that. And then we kind of pushed pause on that while we were in the midst of the COVID years. And then, man, when we got finished, the prices had just skyrocketed. We had actually considered maybe the need to sell this property and relocate and go somewhere else. And, for example, one of the properties that we were looking at was about $500,000 to buy the property. By the time that we came all the way through COVID and things started kind of settling down, it was over $1 million for that piece of property. And as we looked at what we were able to spend and maybe willing to spend versus the properties that we could find elsewhere, we decided it was probably best for us to figure out how to stay here. We needed good quality, safe, secure children's space. And we needed a larger lobby. Those were two big areas of concern. So we started working with an architect and are currently seeking contractor estimates and bids and so forth. And all that's actually going on this week. Currently, we're here on a Sunday afternoon, and on Wednesday, we'll be meeting with contractors and subcontractors to kind of get that piece of the puzzle rolling. So the plan would be to put, we have a gym, it's a walkout, kind of walkout situation, walkout basement. So we're able to put the second floor on that and add all of our children's space up there, expand the foyer by about triple, maybe a little more than triple. That's the only addition to the actual footprint of the building. We have 3D renderings back on that, and that looks very exciting and opens the lobby area up, makes it a lot larger so we don't bottleneck, gives us the opportunity to have multiple services on Sunday morning without like just blocking everything up and switching it out. But it also gives us, you know, we keep the large room in the lower level that's currently the gym floor, and that can be divided with movable walls into four rooms, approximately 40 by 20. There's a possibility that while we're having church here, maybe an ethnic, a language church could meet in there. Their kids mostly speak English, so they could be integrated with our kids and we could reach some different language congregations that could meet in part of the gym while their kids are elsewhere. So that's kind of the goal on that, and it's ongoing, and we'll see. You know, any guess right now on the amount and the schedule is very premature. I wish I knew, but I don't.
It's one of those things that we've been praying about in our house, but also something that we both in our house, me and my wife, have talked about. Like, well, we're doing it, so we better strap on the wallet and get ready to.
So for your daughter that's 13 months old, this is important.
This is that's very important. Very important. It's very important in our household to make this.
And I would even add, you know, we had a series of 21 days of prayer, and we had three prayer gatherings as connected to that. And the last one, we left that night asking our church to pray for the right contractor, the right price, and for strengthening unity through the process of the building. And the very next day, the contractor that we're meeting with now is the one that called me, and I started meeting with them. And at least right now, it feels like the right contractor. The second part of that is the right price, and we're waiting on that. But I would encourage our members to continue to pray through the process that we have great unity in our church.
Just kind of wrapping us up here, we've talked a lot about some of the terms that we use that are a little different around here and kind of our groups and circles. But I guess most importantly, we should probably give kind of like an overview of what Bloom Baptist believes. I suppose would probably be the best way to introduce people to who we are, based on what we believe about who Jesus is and what we believe about the Bible and stuff. So
the best way to find the in-depth version of our faith is to go to our website. And we are part of the Southern Baptist Convention. We adhere to the Baptist Faith and Message, the 2000 version. We believe that God is the creator of all things. We believe that he spoke and everything that we see came into existence. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died and rose again and is the one that makes salvation possible. Without Jesus, there is no salvation. We don't believe that his death on the cross saved everyone automatically. And we talked about that in the message this morning. That would be universalism. But we believe that there is a response that people need to give to the gospel. And that response is to confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that God's raising from the dead. And the Bible tells us that if we do that, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, as a Baptist church, we don't always talk about the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean that we don't believe in the Holy Spirit. I don't know why we don't talk about him. But the Holy Spirit plays an important role in our church, too. The Holy Spirit is the one that draws us to Christ to begin with. But he's also the one that leads us and guides us and convicts us and comforts us every single day of our life. And sometimes, you know what? Even as Baptist church, people raise a hand and get happy. And mm-hmm. may even be a shout here and there. And that's okay.
Might be an amen.
Yeah. Not just when you ask for one. And, yeah, exactly. And not for show. But because it's the Holy Spirit moving and working in the lives of people. So just like we believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God. I don't make any apology for that. I've been in ministry now for about 34 years and studied through seminary and Bible college and just in personal study, and I have not found anything in Scripture that would lead me to believe that it's not true or that it needs to be explained away. So there's the 50,000 foot view of our faith and what we believe, and Baptist Faith and Message on Bloom Baptist website, bloombaptist.org. It's a good place to go and read all about that.
Absolutely. So if you are out there and you are listening to this podcast, maybe you've stumbled upon it and you're looking for a church in this area, in the Lithopolis, Canal Winchester type area, we encourage you to obviously come give us a check out here. Check us out at bloombaptist.org. We've got sermons. We've got obviously all the things Mike has talked about with the Baptist Faith and Message on our website. And we would love to talk to you, get to know you through one of those LifeQuest groups. And we hope you stay around and stick around for the podcast as we talk about some more things as we introduce you to Bloom Baptist Church. I am Tyler Zweidorf. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Into Bloom. If you'd like to find out more about Bloom Baptist Church, you can visit our website at bloombaptist.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can join for in-person services at 10:45 a.m. or join us via our live stream on Facebook around 11 a.m. every Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Into Bloom on wherever you listen to podcasts. And join us next time when new episodes go live every 2 weeks on Thursdays.